Message number 735. Layer by layer, their evil intents will become clear as they trip themselves up. Tuesday, March 19, 2013 at 10:45 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, my holy word spreads like a powerful wind across the whole world at this time through these messages. Many will hear my voice whether they wish to do so or not, for it will sound like thunder before the storm. Some will recognize the Holy Spirit as it engulfs their souls. Others unfortunately will not, but I say this to them. You have heard my voice. It has stirred your soul, and yet you block me. Yet you turn your back. You may fear my voice as it can be overwhelming, but the one thing you cannot do is to ignore me. So powerful is my Holy Spirit that it will touch your soul whether you wish this to be or not. To those of you who run, hide and pretend that I am not present, you should know that you will be unable to deny my presence no matter how hard you try. Some of you will resist the truth as you lack faith in my promise to offer you eternal life. Many of you find this frightening and would prefer to think that the great day of the Lord will not take place in your lifetime. And so you close your eyes, block your ears, and seek solace in other things. The security you feel in trying to find peace where it can be found will be short-lived. Soon you will be denied the Word of God. Words you have been used to hearing will disappear from the homilies and the letters from your bishops and cardinals delivered to you and all those unsuspecting followers of mine. Masonic sects infiltrate the church in Rome. Make no mistake, there can only be one Pope in one lifetime. Many of my followers will now reject my holy word, the truth, just as they did during my trial on earth. You, my daughter, will be rejected as a heretic, sneered at and mocked. You will become a thorn in the side of the false prophet. But soon all will see the subtle acts and the sly gestures of those false impostors who preside over my throne in Rome, for they amount to sacrilege. Layer by layer, their evil intents will become clear as they trip themselves up, and those blessed with the insight bestowed upon them by me will realize the abomination which is unraveling. The beast is now ready and forms a secular circle comprised of some of the world's leaders as one, in union with all that is against the kingdom of God. Demonic spirits who invade these poor souls will, because of their pride and arrogance, show themselves for all to see through their gestures, which will be scrutinized and questioned until the final answers will dawn on those blessed with the gift of discernment. Trust in me. Trust in this gift of trust. Let me hold you and guide you through this jungle of evil creatures who wish to devour your souls. Your Jesus.